Hey guys, this is CC of CC Speaks. This is my first ever show, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to me today. I am humbled by this experience. I just hope that you guys enjoy this journey with me. Hopefully we can learn something from each other. And if you want to be interviewed, if you want to call in, just shoot me a message and I will be great. I will be grateful for that. Actually, any tips, if you think I need to improve on something, if you want to hear something, if you want me to talk about a specific topic, just let me know and I will definitely get back at you guys. So the topic of today's show is generational curses and the signs of. Now this topic is a tough one. I know y'all like, she just coming out the box with this, okay? yes I am, because this is a topic that many people don't speak on, but it's there, you know. It's like the elephant in the room. So we're gonna speak on signs of generational curses. Okay. So if you guys are experiencing these, or your mother, grandmother, father, grandfather, great grandfather, whatever, so on and so on, you know, people like to say, oh, it runs in a family. No. It's a sign of generational curses. You know, okay, I'm going to give you guys a couple on this list right now. Emotional instability. Now, if there's a spirit of like confusion, happy, sad, bipolar, depression, anxiety, fear, all of those things, that's a sign. Depression, all of that stuff. Sickness in the family, female problems, menstrual problems, cramps, long periods, kidney stones. That's a sign of generational curse. Doctors and science, they like to say it's hereditary, runs in the family, but those things are signs of generational curses. If it's a lot of divorce, broken relationships among siblings and other relatives, separation of children, split families, fatherless homes, lack thereof, poverty, a curse on finances, no ambition, no vision, easily influenced, need constant approval. Okay. Now, I know you guys like, what does that have to do with anything? But in fact, it has a lot to do with it. If you need constant approval, that's a sign that there's dysfunction there, because you are supposed to be so secure in yourself that you don't need anyone else's approval but yourselves. If you have relatives or runs in the family that always manipulative, you know, always have to have a motive, and you like, oh well, he just like his daddy, and that's a curse, you know. Being manipulative and things like that, that's a sign of witchcraft, and you know, we're not gonna claim that stuff. But I know y'all like, okay CC, how can I get rid of that? Okay, now you recognize that you have a curse in the family. Okay, how can a person get rid of those curses? Okay, to break the generational curses, first and foremost, like they say in anything, I don't care if you go to AA meetings, whatever, it says in order to heal a problem or help a problem, you have to first recognize that there is a problem. So you have to recognize that there is a curse. Okay, that's number one, recognize that there is a curse, number one. Okay, so your eyes have to be open, okay, to that. Then number two, you have to separate yourself. You have to separate yourself, okay, because it's hard to heal yourself when you are in a toxic situation. I hope I'm making myself clear. I hope everybody understands me. It's hard to heal yourself and even see straight. You know, it's like if you're walking in a storm and you like, oh, I gotta get something out of my pockets, and it's snowing or raining and everything, but you can't see. You know, you need to get out of that storm, go find you some shelter. I don't care if you're at a bus stop or whatever, get under that bus stop, dig your pockets, get everything out. Then you can move forward. But while you're in that storm, you cannot see straight. So you need to separate yourself from the issue. Okay, as soon as you separate yourself from the issue, you need to start forgiving. Because I'm pretty sure if you was in a toxic situation, there's a lot of hate, there's a lot of resentment, there's a lot of doubt. You need to start forgiving yourself and others around you. Because a lot of times when people are members of families who have generational curses, they tend to start disliking themselves and others. But you have to learn how to forgive, because it's not their fault, because they are still in that storm. Thank God you were able to separate yourself from that, but they are currently still in that storm. Okay? Create a new path, okay? Create a new path by speaking life into yourself, and you have to forgive yourself. Okay, you have to forgive yourself. You have to speak life into yourself. And, you know, hopefully once you forgive yourself and start speaking life into yourself, you start walking and talking differently, you know. And then once, you know, you start praying and meditating and fasting, and, you know, your other family members will jump on board. Sometimes that does not happen